It was a constant tapping sound that roused Will from his deep, untroubled sleep. He had no clear idea at what point he first became aware of it. It seemed to slide unobtrusively into his sleeping mind, magnified and amplified inside his subconscious, until it crossed over into the conscious world and he realized he was awake and wondering what it might be. Tap, 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 tap. It was still there, but not as loud now that he was awake and aware of other sounds in the small cabin. From the corner, behind a small curtain of sacking that gave her a modicum of privacy, he could hear Evelyn's even breathing. Obviously, the tapping hadn't woken her. There was a muted crackle from the heaped coals in the fireplace at the end of the room, and, as he became more fully awake, he heard them settle with a slight rustling sound. Tap, tap, tap. It seemed to come from nearby. He stretched and yawned, sitting up on the rough couch he'd fashioned from wood and canvas. He shook his head to clear it, and for a moment the sound was obscured. Then it was back once more, and he realized it was coming from outside the window. The oiled cloth panes were translucent. They would admit the grey light of the pre-dawn, but he couldn't see anything more than a blur through them. Will knelt on the couch and unlatched the frame, pushing it up and craning his head through the opening to study the small porch of the cabin. A gust of chill entered the room, and he heard Evelyn stir as it eddied around, causing the sacking curtain to billow inward and the embers in the fireplace to glow more fiercely, until a small tongue of yellow flame was released from them. Somewhere in the trees, a bird was greeting the first light of a new day, and the tapping sound was obscured once more. Then he had it. It was water, dripping from the end of a long icicle that depended from the porch roof, and falling onto an upturned bucket that had been left on the edge of the porch. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Will frowned to himself. There was something significant in this, he knew, but his mind, still fuddled with sleep, couldn't quite grasp what it was. He stood, still stretching, and shivered slightly as he left the last warmth of his blanket and made his way to the door. Hoping not to wake Evelyn, he eased the latch upward and slowly opened the door, holding it up so that the sagging leather hinges wouldn't allow the bottom edge to scrape the floor of the cabin. Closing the door behind him, he stepped out onto the rough boards of the porch, feeling them strike icy cold against his bare feet. He moved to the spot where the water dripped endlessly onto the bucket, realizing as he went that other icicles hanging from the roof were also dripping water. He hadn't seen this before. He was sure they usually didn't do this. He glanced out at the trees, where the first rays of the sun were beginning to filter through. In the forest, there was a slithering thump as a load of snow finally slid clear of the pine branches that had supported it for months and fell in a heap to the ground below. And it was then that Will realized the significance of the endless tap, tap, tap that had woken him. Behind him, he heard the door creak, and he turned to see Evelyn, her hair wildly tousled, her blanket wrapped tight around her against the cold. "What is it?" she asked him. "Is something wrong?" He hesitated a second, glancing at the growing puddle of water beside the bucket. "It's the thaw," he said finally. After their meagre breakfast, Will and Evelyn sat in the early morning sun as it streamed across the porch. Neither of them had wanted to discuss the significance of Will's earlier discovery, although they had since found more signs of the thaw. Small patches of soaked brown grass were showing through the snow cover on the ground surrounding the cabin, and the sound of wet snow sliding from the trees to hit the ground was becoming increasingly common. The snow was still thick on the ground and in the trees, of course, but the signs were there that the thaw had begun, and that, inexorably, it would continue.